Right, I hear you were a mole catcher when you were younger.
Yeah.
Where did you work?
Well, I worked for Cotton and Rampton and Willingham Board for a start, and then for this board.
And then for Haddenham Board.
That's right.
And
well, you done that through coming this way after Mother died, didn't
that's
you?
That's right, yes.
So you were Rampton William Way at first, and then,
yeah.
And then you came here. What did they pay you sort of each day, or by the number of moles you caught?
Well, you got a week's pay.
A week's pay?
Oh, yeah.
In them days, yes.
And
well, you're allowed to sell the moleskins.
Yeah. Oh, you sold the moleskins then?
Oh, yeah, they're a good price.
Well, how much did you get for a moleskin then?
Well, tenpence a shilling.
For one moleskin?
Yeah. In them days.
Oh, yeah.
And you, how many do you reckon you catch in a week then?
Oh, 40, 50.
40? Well, that was quite a good bonus then, wasn't it? On top of your wage packet.
Oh, I used to send them to Wisby's, friends.
All the way, oh yeah, yeah, they're fur skin people,
that's
aren't they?
That's right. Well, you had to dry them and everything, you see, staying with it on board.
So you didn't hang your moles on the barbed wire like some people
do? Oh, no.
Well, like, what are you from the old mole catcher in there first? And there.
Oh.
And he's, head from Stratham, weren't he?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, he'd have a gang of long... If you went to him and said, I've got some moles on my field, I reckon, you'd bet your life you were going to catch some, because he's going to hang them all the way along, or where he got them from.
He would.
Yeah. The whole caboose on
them. No, I used to skin them.
Yeah, that's right.
Skin them, and would you... You wouldn't tan them yourself, would you? You'd just skin them and then send the skins off to him?
That's right. Yeah.
Well, that was a good price, wasn't it?
Friend. Yeah, you've got a good pay for that.
Well, so you went out like on a Monday morning, would you have your traps all set out in different fields,
oh,
would
yes.
you?
Yeah, then take them forward.
What do you mean by take them forward?
Work a section.
Oh, I see, you know where they were in a field by the mound.
Oh, yes.
Yeah,
yeah.
Then you'd take the trap and you'd set it further in his tunnel,
right.
Would you?
Yeah. Yeah.
But you didn't always trap the mounds, did you?
No.
The breeding ground.
Breeding ground.
You didn't trap that?
Not if you want to get in the moles. Not if you want to keep your trade going.
Oh.
You didn't, not breeding places you didn't trap.
Oh, so you kept your trade going.
Well, Bob's essential would put you up there, weren't it?
Well, they.
Yeah. Oh, so you trapped the ones that were outside this breeding area, but you kept a stock to keep yourself employed?
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Did they realise this? Did your employers?
Yes, I suppose
they
did.
So you... I like that. So you were really sort of like farming the moles?
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah, you looked after them.
God, there's a... So you weren't a mole catcher, you were really a mole farmer in a way?
Yes, in a way.
In a way, yeah. You'd sell the skins?
Yes. They were a good price.
Ah, yeah.
At previous the war.
Oh, don't you have been to many since the flood, do you?
No, I don't. No.
That would have drowned a lot of them, wouldn't it?
Oh,
it
did.
Yeah. They went into the banks then, didn't
yes,
they?
Yes, they did. Yeah.
Because that's where you've got to trap the banks.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, for fear of a flood breaking through. Because they could soon tunnel through a bank.
Ah,
they
can.
You've seen them weaken a bank, have you, then?
Yes, I have. Yeah. Well, the board used to tell you to trap the banks, you know, and keep the moles down on them.
And would you have one of these sprung traps with a bit of spring and two wires, or would you have the clamp ones?
Clamp ones.
You had the clamp ones, and they were issued to you, were they?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you could get them when you like. Did you ever have the traps nicked?
Well, odd times, yes.
Yeah.
But if somebody got a mole, they used to whip one
of your traps?
Yeah.
God, dear. Well, how old were you when you started work as a mole catcher?
After finished driving an engine.
Oh, you drove an engine first?
Yeah, 12 years, Smith.
Ah.
Carton.
What was that, after you left school?
Yeah.
So what? How old were you when you left school then?
Oh, about 12, wasn't I?
Yeah, 12 years. What time of year do you leave?
Last I passed exam at Streatham.
That's right. Yeah.
I'd walk there,
didn't I? That's right. Yeah, September you were 12 and left in March.
That's right.
So what exam was that you passed? School?
School leavers.
School leavers.
Yeah. Well, you could leave it a fortnight.
Yeah, if you passed that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Miss Langford didn't want to see how important it.
No.
Oh. So what was that, a written exam?
Oh, no, that was the set exam. It had no venables, we used to be examining.
Yes, he used to come. You know when you come.
Julia Everett and Vernon Young and myself, we walked from all of the students to set this exam.
So did we.
Yeah.
Three of us.
Mr. Gifford had very often take you, wouldn't he?
Cause yeah.
Chip was just out gardens. And a farm at Streatham,
didn't it? Well, that's like places when we walked Streatham.
And if he knew you was going, he'd make arrangements to be
take,
going that way.
Take you, I see. So you took this at 12 and then you left and you went to drive.
Oh, yeah, you were finished in a fortnight.
What engine did you go drive on then?
Fell. Yeah. They were out made in Snow Hills.
Oh?
Fell was. Yeah.
And then he had it in Cotland. That were a ploughing engine, I should think.
No, a thrashing tackle.
On a thrashing tackle.
Yeah.
So what did you do when the thrashing tackle was shelved, like through winter? Yeah. Did you go around the thrash barns then?
Oh yes.
In the winter.
Yeah, all
the
winter.
Stacks and barns.
Yeah, they used to stack and thrash. You see, nobody put in barns.
No, they just stacked them.
And that would have a thatched roof. The stack.
Oh yeah.
So you go round sort of. Spend a week on one farm or a couple of days on a farm. Well,
and
go round to another one.
Yeah, 36 bob a week. I got a shilling extra because I drove the engine.
36 bob a week and a shilling for driving the engine. Did they have a breakdown or anything? Have anything wrong with them?
Oh, yeah. You'd belts and one another.
You'd have to mend them?
Yeah.
So you had a big tackle. That's all right, wasn't it?
Yeah. You know, I used to go to Easton, Land Beach, Water Beach and Rampton, you know, different places.
Why did you pack up on your thrashing then?
Well, when they got the combines in.
When the combines come in, so you were forced to?
Yes.
And you went to be a mole catcher?
Yeah.
Had you had experience catching moles before then?
No, not before then.
So you took the job on just because that was a job going?
Well, I got Alf Sedgley come. Give me the right of it. He was the one what told me. He said, you're not a pet, trap too much there. He said, that's where they breed.
Oh, he was the one who tipped you off on this.
Yeah.
I see. So off you went in and you were a mole catcher.
Yeah.
Well, what did you do when you left school then?
When Frankie was on land, I failed this 12 exam.
Yeah.
So, but there was war on. And Frankie went to the court to Walt Baker, didn't he, Rome?
Yeah.
He used to work, you see. Frank went to this tribunal to keep Baker on the farm. And they said, no, he'll have to go in and you'd have found him for school.
Oh, that was handy. So he went off to the war and you went in?
I went in.
To work for Heifer?
No, before that, after I was 12 years old.
That was fortunate, weren't it?
Yeah.
It was. So you got a job guaranteed you when you left school?
That's right. Yeah.
And that was agricultural farming for the war effort, weren't it?
Yeah.
So you were in on horses at first, I should think, weren't you?
At 14-year-old, I cut out nearly all the corn with 3 horse and a binder.
Did you really?
At 14.
Yeah.
14, yeah, that was a binder.
Frank Heaper used to come down with a yoke.
Did he?
Yoke mine and binder.
Early on.
Yeah. And Reg Garford, that's Albert Garford's oldest brother, he died in Canada.
That's Garford who's over there?
Yeah. He was on the farm, like me, so you want to ask him for more money, you're doing a man's job.
Because
they could go shopping and one thing another, you see. Well, I couldn't. See, only a 14-year-old. So they say, well, he's getting you on, all right. Oh, yeah, I asked him for more money every week for 8 weeks. At last, he threw it across the table.
He did?
Yeah.
You got a pay rise. How much were you earning then?
$15.
$15? You weren't earning as much as you were then?
No.
Oh, well, I'm driving the engine now. You'd get a shilling a week extra.
For that?
Yeah.
Well, you had to watch it Sundays.
Oh.
Steaming, you see, a washing boiler.
Washing boiler every Sunday. So
that were a 7 day week then?
Yeah, it were.
And I think you were up early too to stoke the engine, weren't you?
Oh, yes. Just go up at 5.
Up at 5.
Get down the fence.
Up at 5, you stoke the engine up then, and what time would you knock off in the evening?
Well, it'd be 8 o'clock in the summer when you knocked off.
They were long days then, weren't they?
Oh, yeah, that all day.
And would you have a good break for lunch? An hour or so?
Yes, oh yes.
Good break for lunch?
Yeah.
And when you went on the farm, would the farmer help feed you, give you drink or anything like that?
Oh, they used to get drink and everything. Billy Hartley at Land Beach, he was good.
Yeah, some farmers better than others.
They were. Yeah, he was good and Billy Hartley was.
Yeah.
Well, the bloke used to feed the drum for me. He used to get the beer money as well.
Huh?
How? What was his name? He used to feed the drum for me. How?
He was good
now. Oh, blast, he's dead now. He also feed the drum down there.
So there were two of you though, were there?
Yes, we also got a drum feeder.
There were an engine driver, that was you, and a drum feeder.
Yeah.
That's it. And he'd steer the drive.
He'd steer the engine.
Steer along the roads.
Yeah.
So you worked like as a team?
Oh, yes. Yeah, us two.
And whose was the thrashing tackle? Who owned that?
Smith. Cartman.
Yeah. And they take this
they
out.
They got three tackles, Smith and them.
Oh, they had?
Yeah.
They were quite big.
Well, they were really, yes.
Well, this area then, that must have been served by drakes, this side of the river.
Well, in them days, you've got
Peacock.
They started up, you see them.
Oh, so they'd serve Hagnum, Peacock.
Oh, yes. Al and Len
used
to drive.
So they'd serve Hagnum.
Oh, Peggy,
yeah. Pate, yeah. So, and then drakes would serve Sutton.
That's right.
Oh, yes. Yes.
But all contract jobs where they were going to boil in the chaff and that, they'd thresh you out to get the straw
yes,
and
chaff
drakes, would you say?
And you get paid just in money, would you?
That's right, yeah.
Yes, yeah, because Drake was saying he'd have straw in part payment
right.
for
yeah,
his chaff,
right.
you
that's
see?
Right.
Which was quite a clever idea, wasn't it?
Well, they used to take straw and stuff down to West Country, didn't they?
And
Drake's?
Yeah.
When they were
all them, we was down all
what?
Them, you see, well, all them concrete roads now was all bad roads then.
They
all,
were.
They'd be roping, they'd have two trailers behind an engine and they'd be running forward and pulling the rope out, roping them up till getting forward again. They couldn't pull them.
Good Lord.
No, they'd pass rope for a mile like that.
Yes, they would.
I'm seeing
all
coming,
that long road. Wow.
Yeah. I've seen them coming up all the when it's dark.
Yeah.
The whole engine just could be flying out the chimney really. Yeah.
Yeah. Because they were a big engine, those Savage engines,
yeah,
weren't they?
Yeah, they were.
They were very
yeah.
powerful.
But that one, what's name I had, was a, what was that?
There used to be no big, no chap named Ambrose. Cole
Ambrose.
No, what was it, Ambrose? What did they used to call him, not Cole. I forget any of those. No, he's a real big chap. He used to have a bit of wood across to sit
yes,
on.
Sit on.
All he done was drive the engine. He didn't care for nothing, did he?
No.
Well, he'd just sit there.
Sit there,
he,
yeah.
And when he got stuck, he'd sit there as well.
Yes.
They'd pull the rope out and everything. Bro, he'd sit there. He wouldn't get out. He wouldn't
no,
get out.
No.
Care for anything.
No, he wouldn't.
And then there was another chap, Colson. He used to give a bit of local preaching, didn't he?
Yes, he did.
He'd sit and have the Bible, wouldn't he?
Yeah, he would.
What? Yeah. Sit at his edge with his Bible.
Yeah, this chap Colson.
Colson would, wouldn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lord.
Oh, they were all characters.
Oh, well, they were all of them, weren't
yeah.
they?
Yeah.
No doubt about it. No doubt about it.
Yeah.
They were Drake's men, weren't they?
Yes, they were Drake's, yeah.
Well, he employed quite a lot of Sutton, didn't he?
Yes, he did.
Yes.
Well, how many tackles do you think Drake had then?
Well, they had 5 or 6 engines, didn't
they? Yes, most of them. I couldn't say how many they had.
Yeah,
they had
5 or 6 engines.
Yeah.
Well, you used to live at Sutton.
Did you?
Well, I was born in Sutton, so you.
Oh,
no,
you
weren't. Well,
no,
you
were born in Aldrich.
Yes, I was born.
You were born in Aldrich. You were born in Sutton.
Agnes.
Agnes. Herb.
Yeah. Now, if you want a good bit of tape, I'm going to see him down Herb, around the burr, and he's one of the oldest country speaking chaps I think you'd find round here.
Who's that?
No, they call him.
My brother.
Is he?
Yeah.
He's got a donkey tail there, Neil.
Aye.
I think there's as near the old village chap as you'd get.
Oh, bet he is.
Yeah.
Well, how many brothers and sisters did you have? That sounds a big family.
Nine of us.
Four brothers and four sisters.
Nine?
Yeah.
Good Lord, what did your mother and father do? Earn a living to feed all you lot?
My name was Horsekeeper.
Horsekeeper.
I knew him. When he come from Sutton, he was Darby's.
Darby.
He come from there to Isaac Gaze.
That's right, you did.
On that
yeah.
farm, what Craig E. Fred, what? Regent's got
it. Regent's got it.
He was having 12 shillings a week at Sutton, and he got 13 shillings a week when he come from Isaac Gaye. But Isaac said he'd never ever said he paid a man 12 shillings a week, so he'd give him 50 bob for Christmas.
On where?
Paid him 12, yeah.
Yeah, big Christmas bonus.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that was when you moved from Sutton to Hatton, was it?
Yeah, well, 4 years old. Albert had been to Sutton school, but I never did.
Well, did your mother work at all?
No, only fruit picking in the season. No women worked then, only just seasonal.
So he fed all you lot when you were children on that?
Yes. Last year.
Yeah, it was hard to make ends meet, weren't it?
Well, mother went hungry.
Did she?
I'm sure she did. Many a time, I'll tell you, I don't know, I don't suppose, you know, perhaps you never heard of it, but you break your bread up, and old Granny Thalben would probably send some pork fat up or dripping of some sort. Mum would put a lump of that in on this bread and then pour the water on it, hot water and pepper and salt, and that would be a pepper and salt mess.
Really?
Oh yeah, you know, that was really good.
Poor old fellow got kept
and mother would taste this, I've known her to taste it, say, see if it's right, and eat nearly all of it, which he damn well wanted it. Yeah.
Now, what's the name, what used to keep her calling piss wieners, didn't he?
Old Bill Lord,
do you remember him?
No.
He used to keep White Swan.
What, that was our oldest, was it?
Yeah.
White Swan. Good Lord, is that what he called them?
Yeah. That was his name for him.
I, 7 year old, I had pneumonia. I went, it was a virus, because I went to school in the morning, fell in dinner garden with it.
Quick.
Yeah, and Hale said, that was a doctor, I said, Mother, what was she having for breakfast? She told him. He said, what on earth's that woman? Yeah. That's what we used to have.
Well, who was the doctor then, you said?
Hale. Dr. Hale.
Never heard of him.
No, you?
Oh, he's Superman, really, for his
time. He was.
He was.
Yeah.
He was,
right? Yeah. Len, brother Len, he had pneumonia 3 times when he was 18 months old.
Yeah, I carried him for months.
Yeah.
Carried him, but if he see me going out anywhere, he'd want to come.
Would he?
Yeah.
I used to set him against the bloody wall.
And no doctor called in, if he didn't know, if he'd call in to see him. Well, they had anybody say and call or anything.
Oh, he was a good doctor then.
Yeah, he was. He was there.
Yeah. And, you know, Mother said she knows she never paid him for half his visits.
Really?
No, she didn't.
Well, I say we lived. Lonnie Carter would tell the same when he was coal merchant, you remember. Well, he used to be the old go to bed. There's John Thomas go to bed was one, and then there's the father of him was a little old fellow working.
Yeah, he was.
And, he'd always put the coal in. I didn't have to have money in that.
Yeah, he would. Yes.
And old Steele was the same with bread.
Yeah, with bread.
Yeah.
We had waits on about 12 at night while he'd go railing.
But
Steele, old man.
Up the top here, near.
Yeah.
Hop road, yeah. Hop road, that's top corner area.
On the top corner, yeah.
Yeah.
And I know Mother used to, after we got working, she used to pay him a bit over the odds. And, well, no, she said, I wish you'd let me have the bill, Mr. Steele, so we can really finish you off. He said, you're all square.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah. That was good on him, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And old Ernie Carter said, when old Gerdebed died, he said, burn them books.
Yeah. Yes, he did.
Did he?
Yeah.
So he wouldn't know whether you were in debt or not?
No.
Everybody squared up when he died.
Yeah.
So Carter said, everything died.
That was, of course, when I was talking to Greeny, he said, you know, they were a big family too.
Yes, that's
they were. Yeah.
He got a lot of brothers and sisters.
Yes.
He was saying nearly the same.
Yeah.
But that was almost a different society then, wasn't it?
Yeah. Oh, yes, it was.
Yeah, because they were, you know, if they knew you, they were finding it hard to make ends meet, and they'd give you it and that.
Yeah.
I suppose they were glad when you got out to work, weren't they?
Well, they were, you know.
Were you the eldest of the family?
Yeah.
You were the eldest?
Yes, I was second.
You were second eldest.
Mm-hmm. And there was, who was her?
Agnes next.
Agnes?
Herb.
Herb?
May, that's Miss
Pat. May?
Len Fred.
Len Fred.
Major Fred Drake.
Major Fred Drake.
Winning Australia.
Winning Australia, that's right. That's our log.
It was a big family then, wasn't it? Compared with the ones you have now.
Two going.
It was. Yeah.
What, when they were young?
Yeah, yeah. Babies. Yeah.
Babies, yeah.
Good Lord.
Yeah. But, Sam was on a pension.
Now?
Yeah.
Well, we'd all be on if Major's husband's younger than her.
Uh-huh.
If not, we'd all the nine be on it, because Wynn is in Australia.
Yes, she is.
So you're all on pensions now?
Yeah.
Good
yeah.
Lord. Good Lord.
I wouldn't think there's many a family of nine all on pensions.
No, I wouldn't.
No, I dare do.
Oh, dear me. Well, there were several big families in the village then, weren't
there? Oh, yes,
they Careless?
Yes.
Jim Careless? I reckon he'd got...
No one or ten.
No one else ten?
There are only three... Yeah, there are three boys. Six or there were nine of them.
Yeah.
What
about the Allsops?
Well, they're a big family, really, aren't they?
I know the Patton Gills, they're a big family then.
Yes, it was.
Yeah.
They kept the 3 tons.
Yeah.
That were another pub then.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Yes, two pubs.
They just keep them all going.
Yeah. Well, there were a lot of demand then, weren't there?
I'll tell you one little thing. Yeah, the old boys used to go on in them days. A chap there named Charlie Greenacre, he always lodged one of the pubs or the other.
He
used to change every now and then. And they were working down in the fen, you see. And I was down there with a hook. Cutting alongside the dykes, you know. Some of them mowed the side, but no boy sent me with a hook, you see. And I was sharpening this hook and cut my finger. So I went to this Charlie Greenacre and his mate and said, I'll cut my finger. Of course, that's bad. And got on to her, nearly cried.
Yeah.
And he said, you wanted that scene to? He said, you've gone home and have that done up. So I said, all right. I was all walking away. He said, bring us a couple of pints of beer, mate.
That's what he said. You wouldn't have it done up.
Name of George Green. That was Green's uncle.
He weren't so bothered about your finger, but no. More about the beer.
He said, when we got back, he said, here's your finger. I said, that's better. He said, that's my throat. Yeah.
Oh dear.
You know, what is little things like that, you know.
Yeah.
Well, Wooler was telling us about some of the fights what they had up on the green.
Yeah. Oh, cool.
There was some bad ones, I hear.
Some of them, yeah.
Well, Sid Rutherford, dear man. Did he say about Sid?
No, he didn't.
Round him, and he used to fight over the lakes with me.
Yeah.
Did he? Right,
yeah.
Jim's father. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then Tick Horse, he'd mostly. I remember Glenn Peacock and then talk about a bloke Manning. Manning used to come with
us round
the bits then. And Tick stood there, Jack Manning, because there was a little engine in the middle, you see, they had to keep stoking up on these round the bits. And Tick kept, like this, you know, this bloke Manning. So at last he said, this one, I'm taking over here. He got up. And I heard old Peacock tell this tale. And he said, Jack hit him and he knocked him down. He says, get up, and he knocked him down again. He said, how many more times? Yeah, so he sat quiet and then.
Yeah, and he also said something about travelling folk parking on the green.
That's right.
And the trouble I had there.
Ah, they did know.
Did he tell you when they wanted to sell a stake down the road, cover the Ouse drainage book?
No, what was that?
Oh, damn, you're
that. That's Wooler's.
Yeah, you've got to go to Wooler and get that tale.
What happened?
Those drainage boys, see, a lot of people refused to pay up. Like Sassifer did, didn't
he? Yeah, he did.
They were going to take his horses.
Yes, they were.
And Fred Peacock.
What was this? This was the drainage rate, were it?
Drainage,
you pay so
drainage.
Many,
that's
so
right.
Much per acre. Yeah.
That's right. Well, for those drainage, I don't know what happened to that.
Some bloke Love, he come to sell it, didn't he?
That's right. Well, there were Miss Russell's just found
that's
there.
That's right.
That people have worked for. Have you heard of them? The Russell Street?
Yeah.
Anyhow, they were going to sell this estate. Well, they pelted the horse near with eggs and think another for a start. Yeah. And then I think somebody, they bid in coppers and everything else.
What?
So I don't think it ever got sold properly.
Yeah, it did get sold properly.
To raise the money to pay his drainage, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, dear me.
Well, Fred Peacock, he was down there with team horses, says the Eepers.
Yes, he was.
Father, he said, well, you're not taking them.
Yeah.
They were going to take some horses as
they're
well.
They're going to distress him, you see.
Good Lord.
Oh, yes, they were ready.
Oh, you're going to own your more flail.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Good Lord, I never knew they'd do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, they did.
You want to get more on this ice,
don't you? Of course. That is.
That was a real highlight.
That was a highlight of village life then, were it?
That were no.
Well, her feast days were also very important.
Ah, they were. I remember we had two cricket teams up here one year.
Oh yes, we did in the Hardwick Stadium.
Hardwick and Haydenham, weren't they?
Yeah, Cock Emery were captain of Haydenham Club and Godfrey Wright, and they had the other one just playing at Northfield.
Yes, they did.
For this Haydenham feast they were going to play on. So they lined up beside one another.
On the green, on the green field.
Good Lord. They had a good old cricket match then.
Well, we should break it up, I hope.
Yes, I'm very sure. Did you say dinner?
Yes.
Yeah, okay, right. I switch this off then.